Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, this show is sponsored and brought to you in part by Popeye's Chicken Sandwiches. That's right, Popeye's Chicken Sandwiches, which we have never ate. So please put your hands together. It's supposed to be dumb as fuck. Please put your hands together for the powerhouse couple that has been together for over 10 years in the business of putting up with each other's bullshit. Her name is Gina, and his name is Syke. And welcome to...
Interracial Odd Couple.
Oh, man. So you fuck up this whole intro. Just play.
Fuck you.
Now, that's how an intro goes, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together. Put them together. All right. The Interracial Odd Couple.
Can you please turn that off and stop this shit?
Woo! What's up, peoples? Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I'm your man, Syfe.
I'm Gina.
And there you go on the phone already. We ain't even 2 seconds into the podcast, and you're already distracted from your beautiful voice blessing the world.
I am talking business with my son.
Uh-huh, sure. Are you high and right today?
Yeah.
Yeah, working on it?
Yeah.
Still working on it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, period.
Come on, man.
Wrong button.
Answer it. Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Mom.
Yes.
Why is Nick calling me after me for money?
Why?
Because she needs a gap.
I guess she doesn't want to ask me.
She don't need to be asked because her ass ain't been home in 3-4 fucking days.
Yep.
So, no, don't send her no money. How's it going, son?
I'm good. I'm in bed.
Sound like you just waking up.
No, I've been up for a while. I just haven't done anything with myself.
That sounds familiar. So, how's Atlanta?
She's good. She's asleep right now.
No, I bet she is.
That's why you got nothing to do. Mama.
She worked last night.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, you are actually being recorded right now on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you are. Do you have anything to say to people? Because they do know about your Atlanta trip. Yeah, they know about your Atlanta trip.
I'm out here doing wild things.
Wild things like what, son?
You know, making random trips to Atlanta, catching feelings for girls that live 1,000 miles away.
See, this is what I talked about just recently. Too. It's like, man, why you being fatal again?
Nope, you're not fatal. Snap to it.
And snap out of it.
In a while. I said being wild.
Oh, being wild. Okay. Yeah, because you did say you want to drop dick in 50 states.
I did say that.
So you got one down. You need to keep it moving.
Look, and that's crazy coming from your mama. Knock them down and keep it moving.
Well, we're down 4 out of 50. Got 46 to go.
46 days to go, huh?
It's gonna be a hard one, but we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. How are we gonna help you make it happen? Because we're going to Vegas for spring break. You trying to knock something down there too?
I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean,
all right, so man, we go record this podcast, man. Get off the phone.
All
And don't give your sister no damn money.
Bye, guys.
All right, love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Well, back to the regularly scheduled programming here. Thanks, Atlanta, for looking out for our son.
Hey.
That obviously went well.
Too well.
Hell, he didn't hit us for 48 hours. Had you worried? Like, I haven't heard from Caleb. I'm worried about him. I'm like, that's because he ain't came up for air yet. He's still bobbing for cherries. That's what he's doing.
Caleb, he's the only one that... Only one of the three that talk to me. I mean, we're in Snapchat together, all four of us, in a stupid group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say good morning.
You got like two shit emojis.
I'll say good morning.
The two shit emojis.
And the only person that responds is Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
The other two don't give two shits.
Yeah, but asking for money, they only care when right? They need something.
Always.
Well, there's part of the family update. We obviously know our daughter needs some money out here in these streets, driving around to death, loving her boy toy that plays soccer.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, right.
You ain't getting no damn money. You better take your ass to work like a young lady should and get your own bread.
Clean your room.
Man, that ship done sailed years ago. Anyway, baby, how you doing this week? We hope everybody's having a great week of positive vibes, as always. Thank you for tuning in to us. We are recording early this week because Turkey Week.
Yes,
gobble, it's definitely gobble. Turkey Week. Turkey Week.
Turkle.
Turkey Week. And all the family shit that's going to be going on this week and spending time with your loved ones and your friends and your family. If you are dealing with hard times like we talked about in the last couple of episodes, you know, reach out to some people and just go, you know, have yourself a good time. You know, have yourself a good time. Reach out to people. Have a good time. Get full. Take you a to-go plate. Definitely got to have a to-go plate with some aluminum foil and some. All you need is aluminum foil and a paper plate. Hook that shit up. Get full before you leave first. That's a black move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a black move right there.
Not me. I just nibble and then I leave.
Yeah, I know you nibble. I don't. Well, I don't even really eat during the day. That's the part. That's the hardest part for me. I never eat during the day. I've been that way since a child.
Mm-hmm.
Since a kid. My mom used to get mad because she thinking I'm just bullshitting, trying to scheme my way into getting a hot lunch at school. Like, no, I'm not trying to get a hot lunch at school. I'm not hungry. Like, I've never been that way. So I would just act like I made my lunch and I'd try to play the game and just throw a couple pieces of bread in my lunchbox with nothing in between the shit, throw an apple in there. But I try to slam some Kool-Aid in that thermos, though. I would throw some Kool-Aid in that bitch. But yeah, I was just never hungry like that. But you know, this time of year, just enjoy family, friends, and loved ones. Take a little bit off your mind, off your thoughts. Just have a good time. I don't know about drinking that nasty-ass eggnog. Ugh.
You are going to try it.
I'm not trying that
you
shit.
You are trying it.
Why am I going to try it?
Because I asked you to.
You didn't ask me to. You told me I was going
to
try
it.
That's what
happened.
Like,
and I told you yes.
You had me fucked up. Like, oh, yeah. I'm going to try it. You're going to try it.
You are
going
to try it.
Uh-huh. And how are you talking about making this bullshit?
Oh, the bullshit. The eggnog bullshit.
Yeah.
What
was your scheme? Because I was lost. You said some nutmeg.
Almond, eggs.
Yeah, almond milk, nutmeg.
Almond milk instead of raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I probably won't be able to get raw milk. Well, I might be able to go to Natural Grocers tomorrow, but that's so far out of the way.
Okay. And what else were you going to add into it?
Cardamom, cinnamon, and...
See, and now you got to pull it up.
There's one other I was going to put in there.
I don't know how people even drink that shit. I get it's the holidays and some of it is nostalgia and stuff like that, but who drinks that shit? I know peppermint schnapps is pretty popular this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked that shit either.
Some clothes. Yeah, and then, I need you to get me some dark rum.
Oh, now I need to go get you some dark rum.
No, I've been telling you. You need to go get me some dark rum.
Yes, 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 fine. I'll get you some dark rum. I'll drink the rum, but not the eggnog.
We are making this eggnog right. We ain't got no goddamn kids anymore in this family.
I know that. But who you trying to get loose on Thanksgiving? I don't know. Your grandma? She ain't got to get loose right now.
She's loose enough.
Well, hold on. That sounds wrong. That sounds a little fucked up. If anybody's loose, it'd be Papa. In that clinic, get loose as a caboose, huh?
No.
Is that how the saying goes?
Paranoid ass. Get me out of here, Gina.
Yeah.
Just get me out of here.
Well, first of all, you just got to chill out and let shit just happen.
No, mister. You're putting too much pressure on me at this moment.
Yeah, he think he got control.
So, check out. You wonder why. Not answer.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, call me back. Damn it.
Yep. That's 8 messages in a row. 8 voicemails.
It's calling all night long.
Since we're in the Gina's family update.
Oh, drive me batty.
Mm-hmm. Is that... It's like that, baby.
And then, like...
My poor baby.
I know. I go and get Poppy up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest thing. He was so mad at me because I woke him up in the middle of his dream.
What was he dreaming about? Marilyn Monroe?
No, it was a show. It was like some kind of, I don't know, kind of big movie extravaganza show or something like that. And things were going off and they were just getting ready to sing. And then he would stop and then start singing. I'm like, okay.
Was this while he was asleep when you was observing this or while he woke
up? Yeah, he was asleep.
Tell you about this.
He was asleep. And I sat there for a while before I woke him up. I didn't do anything. I was just like, okay, well, you let him snore a little bit longer.
Don't sound like he was snoring. And he was at a beautiful show.
And then he was so mad at me. I stopped the show.
Well, who came out? Did Dolly Parton take her top off?
I don't know. He said they were getting ready to come out, and you stopped the show. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Because my schedule don't revolve around you. I'm here, get up, so I can change your diaper. I got to keep it moving. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. It was so funny. Mm. And so then he's singing. I mean, he keeps singing over and over. He'll yell at me about it. I fucked it up. I get it. I'm so sorry. Won't happen again. He keeps yelling at me. And as he's yelling at me, he just stops and starts singing. And I'm like, okay, that's what it did. I'm like, okay.
He didn't give you any details on how the show went or anything like that, or what who was in the crowd and where he was sitting. And
if he did, I couldn't understand it.
That's part of it.
And like today was a huge mess. I get there,
mm-hmm,
and I let Toby out.
Mm-hmm. The one that ran into a trash can, people. Listen to the last episode.
That fucker is so hilarious. I got him around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I got
him. You had to guide him this time? Did you put some bumpers on him?
I got him away from the meter.
Okay.
So he's going good. And then I go into the garage. He doesn't follow. He gets excited and runs right into the fence. I'm like, what the fuck?
That chain link fence.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, shit.
I came this way.
Was that other dog barking this time?
Oh no. Toby's blind ass barks at that dog. I had to stare that dog down the other day until he would shut up, and he's like,
sending all kind of dangerous energy, huh?
I did. I stared him down. I like, keep barking, fucker. Keep barking. Keep barking.
Talk to other people.
And then that dog was like, man, this woman keeps looking at me too long.
Yeah, he figured it out, huh?
He's like, stop staring at me. Yeah. I'm like, bitch, I'm going to stare at you until you just chill. And he did, which is hilarious. I was like, man, I got some power.
That before or after Toby ran into the fence?
That was the other day.
Okay. Wasn't the same day.
But he's hilarious. What today? When he's trying to attack this dog, the dog's over here. Toby's over here running in the fence barking. I'm like, the dog's over here, Toby.
Blind ass barking in the wrong direction. The other dog looking at him like, what's wrong with this motherfucker? Poor Toby. He's 29 years old. He's supposed to be that way. He's hilarious. Oh, man. So, moving forward, what's up with Papa?
Let's see. Just drive me nuts.
Yeah, as always.
He's out of everything. And just, Jenna, just don't worry about it, but get me the bare minimals.
Yeah, he's still acting like he in jail trying to hustle his way in
bare
there.
Bare minimals, okay.
What's the bare minimals? What is that?
Probably.
A machete this time. And
15 cartons of eggnog.
A grenade.
I mean, that dude has to gain at least 50 pounds. He's going to have to. He drank.
He's still so tiny, though.
Like 20.
Fucking cartons of eggnog.
22.
In the last few weeks.
I think 22 cartons of eggnog in less than 3 weeks.
That's crazy. I bet his shits are horrendous. I'm just saying. I'm like, Papa, I bet they are.
Chill.
He ain't chilling.
Hey, give me more. Give me more. You're a fiend. What the fuck? An eggnog fiend.
Get addicted to drugs.
And this shit's non-alcoholic.
It's cheaper.
Shit. It's the fuck, Walmart man. Brand.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Like I said a few episodes ago, when we first brought him some, we got the refrigerator. Oh, that's some good shit. He loved that eggnog. I don't know what the nostalgia is with eggnog. That shit is terrible.
I don't know. I guess when we get old, we have different flavors.
No, I don't care. My taste buds ain't changing that drastically or dramatically or radically. All those words that rhyme. There's no way in hell I'm drinking that shit.
You might start losing all of your good senses and just have sweetness.
I've never had them. So that's what I'm saying. Nothing's going to change. Yes, I have. What are you talking about?
You don't eat sweets.
I don't eat sweets now. I haven't ate sweets in years like that. I do on occasion. I was never really a sweets person. Now, as a kid, you eat candy and little shit like that. But I wasn't ever big on candy and stuff like that, even as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't like candy.
That's why Halloween was just kind of like, eh, whatever.
My parents took my candy. But anyways.
What?
What were you fucking talking about?
You were just talking about how our taste buds and stuff and our senses will change. What the?
Yeah, they do change. You like older people like more salty foods or sweet foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got to put like tons of sugar in Poppy's coffee.
Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of it?
Whole bunch.
Acting like you're making some Kool-Aid in the ghetto? Right. Is that what you did?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. Is it granulated?
And his cereal isn't sweet enough.
Yeah. Here's was he like that in the past, though?
Captain Crunch. No. I mean, they had their snacks. They had their, every night before they went to bed, they have their nighttime snack. So whether it be like cookies and milk or some little piece of candy, you know, just stuff like that. Nothing like dramatically big.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little piece of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go to bed.
But now, not so much?
Poppy likes his stuff. He likes his cereal. He likes it sweet. Or he says something's wrong with it.
What's he eating over there?
It's not right.
What kind of cereal?
Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah, that's the shit. He adding sugar to that? Damn.
See? Yeah.
Captain Crunch was my shit as a kid. I'd eat the marshmallows first, and then let the soggies get soggy. Is that what it was called? The soggies? Remember the cartoon and the commercials for Captain Crunch? And it was the soggies that was after always coming up with some mischief and bullshit. You know, they played all those damn commercials in a row during Saturday morning cartoons where you saw Count Chocula and the Rice Krispie Treats cereal and the, was it Snap, Crackle, and Pop? Yeah, them niggas used to get it lit. And they even used to throw the Keebler Elf cookie commercial in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I know I'm revealing our age a little bit. But yeah, that was the shit back then. And even what was his name? Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger. They're great. Like, no, that's the only cereal that wasn't great without a ton of sugar in it. No, actually, it was Corn Flakes. You had to have a ton of sugar in Corn Flakes. Mm-hmm. The Frosted Flakes, yeah, that shit was good, man. That shit was fantastic. But it is Turkey Week this week, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey Week this week. You know what I want to ask you?
Yes.
Any funny stories that you have over Thanksgiving over the years? Or anything that you remember that stands out?
Nope.
Nothing?
We do the same thing.
I remember the first Thanksgiving we had together, we went to your mother's house.
No, you would never do that again.
Never been back since.
Nope. Ain't that funny.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was white people-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she had that dry-ass turkey. And we had that cold ham with some slices of pineapple on it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I ate was the ham.
That was the only thing I could try to eat.
The ham and the potatoes, because it's the same potatoes I make.
It's the potatoes.
Yep.
Throw that shit in the pan, let that water boil, and throw it in the pot, rather.
Got it made.
Yeah, man. That was an interesting Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't eat that woman's food.
I know. That's why you were hospitalized as a child. How? Who does that still? That shit still cracks me the fuck up that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Got yourself put in the hospital because you wouldn't eat. You refused to eat your mama's food. And then, you know what? When we went to that Thanksgiving, I understood why.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. But I never had that luxury growing up. You got me fucked up. Brother would have got his ass whooped acting like he ain't going to eat his mama's cooking. That ain't happening.
I didn't eat corn on the cob for the longest time.
Because why?
I choked on it.
Why? How do you choke on corn?
Well, I was a kid and I choked. So I didn't eat corn on the cob until why? I think when we got together.
Did she put some butter on it at least? I mean, all there was table salt on the table, and I knew what time it was that Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-mm.
It was.
Mm-mm. I should have brought my travel pack of seasonings. Let's spice things up around here, Mom. So, I mean, what did she do? Boil the corn? I mean, what happened for you?
I don't know. I choked on it, and I never ate corn on the cob again.
How do you choke on corn on the cob, dear?
I don't know. I did. It was hers.
How old were you?
I don't know. Probably maybe 10 to 12, I guess.
Around that age range?
Mm-hmm. Never would eat it again.
Until we got together?
Yeah.
When I was throwing it on the grill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to do that again once you get that brass set out your grill.
No shit. I miss some corn.
Miss some corn? Well, good thing we're going to go see them in February.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
That's a fucking countdown.
Speaking of corn, is it a countdown?
February.
How many days?
I don't know.
Yeah. Countdown to February.
Yeah.
That's funny because I ain't really counting down. I'm like, shit, that's my birthday. Another year around this bitch. Also, that other story, too, that I talked about on the podcast, too, was that time that Papa,
mm-hmm.
the one that's in the clinic right now trying to barter fucking eggnog.
Yeah.
Had my back when your family wasn't feeling a brother being in the house.
Yeah.
Yep, he definitely had my back.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yep. That was a pretty monumental moment. That let me know what time it was with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just got to relax.
I know. He's being too hyper for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's his job. When you're incarcerated.
Somebody needs to unplug that phone.
At least it ain't collect. This is a collect call from.
Mm-mm.
Answer the damn phone.
Nope.
Oh,
he
shit.
Does. Somehow, he is the only one that can screw up leaving a voicemail.
This is true. It's true. Tell the stories.
I don't know what he does, but something he does makes it leave an 8-minute long voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts it in two, so I have two voicemails.
And I don't know how he's even doing that, too.
I don't know.
He's on it like a house phone.
Yeah.
It's not a cordless phone or anything like that. It's literally a wall-mounted phone.
So I have no idea.
They let him stand there for 10 minutes.
I'm like, he's not saying anything. And then my voicemail comes on. If you'd like to save this message, how am I supposed to save it, you idiot?
And like I'm going to save a 10-minute voicemail.
Right.
That's the same shit.
I don't know how he's doing this.
He's finding a way. I bet he's tunneling his way out, too, because he was talking about that weather stripping in the damn bathroom. I'm like, you trying to do some damn Shawshank Redemption shit. I know you are.
That man's tripping.
Yeah, he's like, bring me more tools. He's going to break out. Oh, shit. Damn, that wind is picking up.
Well, with Papa right now.
A cold front coming in.
I don't want to take him out because I don't think I can get him back in.
Yeah, he going to be on some bullshit.
So, you know, I'm trying to get it to where I'm trying to figure out who, or do they allow him to be taken places by them, you know, whatnot. And I'm trying to get the answers. He's saying, she's going to take me. And from what she said today, she said, I don't know. He got off the phone with you and he went right up to the front and sat down and said he was going to wait for me.
No.
And she was like, no. I said, no. I told him that I've already called and left a message and I was waiting for you to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I talked to her. I'll go get her and have her call you back. I said, okay. And then I said, I hadn't heard from him since.
Yeah. He in there mad as fuck right now. He'll get over it, though. He's in a safe place.
I guess.
In the meantime.
And the Medicaid. Medicaid go...
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Medicaid sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I have to start that all over again after almost 2.5 months.
And we've been talking about it a little bit publicly on our platform, too. And that shit is fucking nuts because of the fact that you have to sign over the life insurance policy to a funeral home starting this whole process over again. That's fucking ridiculous.
It is. I mean, I'm getting bills for the damn whatever it's called. His pills.
Oh, yeah, for his prescriptions. Yeah.
So his pills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a $400 bill. What the fuck, dude? I'm not paying $400.
Yeah, especially for shit he ain't really taking like that.
No, he takes his medicine.
I mean, I know.
That is his medicine.
Yeah.
But holy shit, no. I said not $400 when we were only paying $3 a month. Or $3 a month.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, these bills are $400.
I said, no. Mm-mm.
Fuck out of here. You better smuggle some weed in that bitch. Even though he don't do nothing.
And then Medicaid wants to say, sorry, start over. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Who the fuck has time for that? Like, they could have been telling you this shit in the first place. Because you said the last bitch that you was talking to, she was supposed to be guiding you in the right direction on how to get this shit taken care of. And then obviously that was the wrong fucking direction to go down. So you have to back all the way up and start all over again. This shit is stressful and it's a goddamn nightmare, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's just fucking crazy.
I'm so sorry for you. People that are going through that.
Yeah, and people that are enduring these things and trying to figure it out themselves. Like, this is some bullshit.
I commend you because I can't fucking figure it out.
It's one of those things. We figured it out as we go. I mean, at least you're learning through your grandparents right now versus our parents because that would be a whole nother set of nightmares.
No. I would be watching them do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what to do.
Yeah, but, I mean, shit. Going through things, you know, firsthand is actually the best teacher. We know that.
I know.
It definitely is. So, I mean, you're going to definitely know what to do, and we're going to know what to do when it comes to our parents. You know, when they get of age in the next, you know, 20-so years,
mm-hmm.
something like that, it's going to be the same shit all over again.
I know.
It ain't none of them moving in with us. You starting to strongly reconsider that stance now?
fuck else are they going to go?
And they going to stay right where they at. Better figure it out. Oh, yeah, they just better be appreciative of the fact that we are learning this shit the hard way. And, you know, having that experience going forward.
Yeah.
Definitely having that experience going forward. But to switch gears, honey.
Yeah.
Anything that you've seen this week? Over the span of this week? Anything that stuck out to you this week that you just had a what the fuck moment or anything like that?
Did I send you anything interesting?
As a matter of fact, you did send me something interesting.
I did? What
yes, you did. It was actually something that you sent me from awarenessact.com.
Okay.
And this one was titled, what was this one titled? This one was actually titled, People Don't Meet Anyone by Accident, The Seven Types of Cosmic Connections. What the hell possessed you to send this to me?
I don't remember. I don't even remember sending it.
You don't remember?
That's what I said. Did I send you anything?
You just sent this to me a few days ago.
That's great.
I'm like, why is she sending me this shit? Cosmic connections, huh? People don't meet by accident? You don't think we met by accident?
Mm-mm.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Because the way it was.
The way it was? Let's revisit it. How did it go? Oh, don't you roll your eyes.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Yeah, let's refresh people's memory. People, especially for new listeners that are new to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast, how we met. We're going on 10 years, almost coming up on 11 that quick.
We met at a fucking bar.
Hey! Yeah! A
fucking bar.
Met at a bar, son.
And I didn't go to bars.
I did.
I didn't go anywhere. I always stayed at home to raise my kids. I didn't go nowhere.
Boo, that's boring. No, I'm kidding.
One of my best friends, like, it's my birthday. We are going out this weekend. I said, okay, I'll go, I guess. So I'm like, I just sit the farthest corner back.
Mm-hmm. Quiet, reserved to yourself.
Yeah, don't say anything.
Yeah, you're very reserved. You're very reclusive.
Right. And Tamara's got all these people around her because she just, that's what she just does. And they're all playing pool and whatnot. And all of a sudden,
this is an Aquarius thing.
The whole place went dark. And it, like, all these people went to just, you know, bare minimal where you can just walk around. And, you know, there wasn't very many people. And I was like, okay.
That place was packed, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Walks
the
up.
Place was packed.
It was packed. And then they disappeared. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
Uh-huh.
And then he walks up, and I'm like, okay. Hi, I'm Gina.
I never asked you this. Were you wet?
I hadn't even got there yet. I was just mesmerized by everything fucking going on. I was like, this is just weird.
Yeah, man. I walked in with a grand entrance, huh?
I guess. And then, I don't remember if we were talking for a bit or what.
We wasn't talking. Because I didn't come up to you.
We did talk. Because you went over and sat down, and I went over there and put my hand on your knee, and I hit on you, and I'm like, that's totally not me. I don't touch nobody. I do not embarrass myself. I do not put myself out there.
Yes, you did. You did that time.
And this shit's just flying out my mouth, and I'm like, what?
That's right, motherfuckers. John Legend and Joe Budden ain't got nothing on this light skinned brother.
I was like, I even told him, you are sexy.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? Yeah. And I wouldn't tell anybody. Yeah. I'm like, this is what is happening.
That
here.
Shit threw me off, actually, too. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it did.
I'm like, this is the first time I've seen an aggressive woman outside of New York.
And I'm not aggressive.
I'm like, damn.
Not in the least bit. And then I don't know what happened, but it was like one moment it was you were there, and the next moment the place, I turn around, and the place is like bright.
All of a sudden it was that bright?
It was bright as fuck. Mm-hmm. And there was shitload of people. I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, okay. And it's like, okay. I was like, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Because I knew immediately you were gone.
Yeah, I left.
I mean, immediately.
Yeah, I left.
And I'm like, Sammy, Sammy, Sammy.
Yeah.
Who was he? Yeah. Give me.
And you'll know who Sammy is here in a minute.
And like, give me your number. Give me. So he hands me this phone. And it was one of those keyboard flip phones at the time. And I'm like,
yeah.
I had no clue how to use this fucking thing. And I'm like, my number. And then I gave my number and I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll wait. Why the fuck did you leave, fucker? What the hell?
And I wasn't even to Kellogg yet.
No. I've never done that in my life.
Yeah, you never have. That's as you claim.
Yeah.
As you claim.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, but just to kind of spin it around, and this was my perspective on what happened that night. Sammy hits me up. I'm at the crib. I'm going, you know, I just got done with my divorce at the time. It just got finalized. Shit was all bad. I was in a bad place. I was in a dark place. And I just wasn't in the mood to go out. It was a Friday night, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't in the mood to go out. I was just like, man, I'm not in the mood. He's like, come on, folk. Come on. I'm meeting some hot girls up. And I'm like, man, you ain't meeting nothing, Sammy. Like, if y'all knew this brother, you wouldn't. He looked like Rerun. So anyway. African homeboy. Anyway. And so I'm like, fuck it. I guess I'll go out for a second. So I meet him over there. I come in and, you know, I'm saying what's up to everybody because, you know, a lot of people knew me. I knew a lot of people. And I'm working my way back into the pool room. And that's when you and Tamara was standing there. And I was just kind of like, what's up, fam? And, you know, and I didn't really say nothing to you. You just looked up to me with those damn eyes. And I was like, okay. I just felt something. And something felt weird. I already had a bitch mad at me in the first place. In that damn spot. Anyway, like I said, a lot of them was mad, man. A lot of them mad. Anyway, and so that's when you hit on me and you was talking your shit. And I didn't know. I didn't really say nothing back. No, I just didn't know how to react. I was like, damn. Okay. And then, you know, I had me a couple drinks and I left because I just... because I got kind of scared. And I told you that. I was like, something is up with this girl. I'm like, man, let me get the fuck up on out of here, man. I'm going to go get me some catfish. Go back to the crib and all this shit. And long story short, I get a text message on my Sidekick because I still had one of those Sidekicks back then that flipped up. And you were like, this is my number. And I didn't hit you for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For damn near 2 weeks. I'm at work one morning, and I don't know what made me just do it, finally. And I was like, man, let me go ahead and text her. And what did I text you?
You said, what's up, or something.
No, I said, do you know who this
is? Oh, yeah, do you know who this is?
And you responded back immediately. Yep. I wasn't expecting that. She said, Sife. I was like, oh, shit. And the rest is history.
Hey, out.
But this article that you sent me, I know we're short on time because I know you got to get rolling here pretty soon.
Yeah.
But this was from the Awareness Act website. And what was it? Seven kinds of people the universe will send your way. And this was kind of interesting when I was reading some of these because one of the first things I talked about when my grandmother passed away back in September was how she used to call me heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And number one on this list is the heartbreakers. These are the people who come into our lives and really make us feel on top of the world only to throw us off the edge of the building. They break us in more ways than we ever thought were possible. But in doing that, they teach us a very hard lesson. That lesson is different for everyone. And each heartbreaker we face might have something new in store. While we shouldn't assume people breaking our hearts is all right, those toads parading around as knights in shining armor don't just pop up for no reason. They are very negative, and you might wish you had never met them. They will, in the long run, teach you a very valuable lesson through this pain. Don't obsess over it, but also don't forget to learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
A heartbreaker. I can see how that applies to me. Especially in my younger days and in my past. I could definitely see that. Were you ever a heartbreaker? Did you break some hearts?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Nope.
Did you ever come across some heartbreakers?
Probably, yes.
And they realized it wasn't all that? Mm-hmm. They approached you, you didn't approach them?
Yep.
Number two was the Eternals. These are the people who come into your life and stay in your life. They support you and become lasting friends or close family members that never shy away. They have your back when you need them, and the universe uses them to comfort you in many ways. I've never met one of those until you.
What am I?
The Eternals.
An Eternal?
Uh-huh. Now, this list is subjective.
Right.
It's definitely subjective. But as far as Eternals, man, shit, nah, man. When I'm done, man. I don't need you around no more. The fuck? That's just bad energy. Had an ex just reach out to me a couple weeks ago that I told you about. And I ain't spoke to her in well over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, number three are the runners. These are the people who come into your life and quickly change you. These changes may be positive or they might be overly negative. That varies. They do not stick around for long, and when they leave you feeling like they have taken a part of you with them.
Mm-hmm.
You ran across some of those? I think this applies to women more than men. Well, I can't actually say that. But I'm sure this applies to women a little bit more frequently than men do. That's just my opinion. I'm not sure.
The women are runners?
No, the women coming across what's called runners on this article.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, people that don't stick around. It says, learning to let go of these people is important. It can be a bit painful, but it is a different kind of pain than the pain you feel when the heartbreaker comes around or chooses to leave. This is much cleaner cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ran across some runners?
And probably they ain't in my life no more.
Were you trying to chase them?
No.
Okay.
I didn't chase them.
And it says, then the speed is up. It says, number four is the reminders. These are the people who came, or these are the people that come into your life to remind you of something. They sometimes stick around for a while, but usually are only here for a moment. They give you simple pointers or remind you of something you had been forgetting. These kinds of people often go overlooked.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. That's why I get reached out of nowhere. Just to remind you what kind of bullshit you was on, bitch.
Is that it?
No, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it can apply.
Okay.
It can apply. What do you think?
Yeah.
That, yeah, what?
That it can apply.
All right, you comment on this one. Number five, the teachers. These are the people who come to you to teach you something. They have a lesson ready for you whether you realize it or not. They force you to accept yourself and to move forward whether you want to or not. These kind of people really make a huge difference in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And a teacher, to me, can be positive or negative.
Yep. That's how that cookie rolls.
Yep. Cookies roll?
They do. They're round.
Is that how they crumble, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that how the cookie crumbles?
It rolls, then crumbles. It just...
Yeah.
However and you want to look at it.
Yeah, for people that actually deal with some of these things, I mean, you just got to look at it for what it is. You know, not all of these things are going to be on an individual basis on how you take these things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number six, the learners. These are the people who come... these are the people that come into our lives to learn from us. You see, we don't always have to be the ones learning. Sometimes we could be the teachers. During this time, we, through our actions without realizing it, teaches something to someone that really shapes who they become. We make a much bigger difference than we ever thought we could. Man, has that happened more often than once.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah.
I'm like.
You, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
For you, yeah. A lot of people reach out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Even years later, it's mm-hmm. like, what the fuck, man? I wasn't trying to teach you nothing. I was just telling you how it is and kept it moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you? That's the other member of the podcast that we don't actually get to talk about much. Ghost is outside. Superbad is our cat. And don't nobody care, man. You can eat in a minute. Don't hit that microphone, man. Get out. And number seven is the empowers. Huh. These are the people who really push you to do and be who you want to be. They come into your life at the perfect time and really empower you. They make you feel like you can accomplish anything you put your mind to, and from that, you are able to truly soar. Feeling like someone believes in you is an amazing thing to experience, and we all deserve that experience. We definitely do that for each other. Yeah. I do appreciate that about us and doing that for each other, because even when things seem a little dismal, dark, you might be feeling a little down in the dumps or depressed sometimes, we definitely keep each other encouraged the best we can. Mm-hmm. We definitely do that. But it's kind of funny that you sent those things to me, because only some of that vaguely applies to us.
Right.
You know, vaguely. And we'll have to break that down one of these days soon on, you know, what it really was if we delve into the psyche on what it was when we met each other. Besides your panties being soggy when I walked in and all the lights went dark and you saw the sexy bronze-ass light-skinned nigga saying, "What's happening? How you doing? You gonna meet me back at my place?"
That's your take on my cake, okay?
I'm just kidding, babe. Kind of.
That's not what was happening.
And that's why I ran. That's why I ran off, huh?
I don't know. I didn't know what was going on. That night was just crazy. The weirdest shit.
Yeah, it was. And here we are. Almost 11 years. Almost 11 years. All right, baby, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and plug our social medias.
We're on the Twitter bug.
Twitter bug? Is that what it's called now?
Twitter bug bird.
Yeah, you can reach out to us at the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast on, come on, honey, Instagram.
Yeah.
We're at ILC Podcast on Twitter bug.
Yeah, Twitter bug. And then Instagram, you got Lady in 79.
And Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
And Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
And Sci-Fi Omni on everything. Sci-Fi Omni Network on everything. All you got to do is Google it.
You can go Gina's Herbal Kitchen on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I post some really good articles.
There you go.
For healthy stuff.
Yeah. And you could also. For you stuff?
No, I said good for you stuff.
Oh, good for you stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could also reach out to us if you have anything you want us to actually discuss, talk about, crack jokes on, interact with us. You can also email us, and you can see it in the description of the podcast at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anything you want to send everybody off with this week, honey, during Turkey Week?
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Be thankful.
And by the time you do hear this, hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, unless you're saving it for the weekend. Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. I did say we're recording early this week because, it's getting ready to be a nightmare with family and everything.
Good. Thanksgiving.
Spike that eggnog.
And now.
Decarboxylation action going on. Some of you that keep it high and right know what we're talking about.
Don't give me no ideas, because I will infuse that almond milk.
No, we're going to make some dessert, right?
I'll find a way.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All right, everybody, we hope you guys have a great weekend, or having a great weekend with family, friends, and loved ones.
Stay safe.
Yes, definitely stay safe. Don't do nothing stupid, because you get locked up this time of year, you ain't going to see that judge for a hot second. And by then, you lost your job, fam. Keep it together. Keep it tight.
Yeah.
Yep. Just be safe. Be smart. Have a good time with your family. Kiss your wife. Kiss your husband. Kiss your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever combinations you live with out there in the world. But most importantly, send your love to your kids and everybody else that you really feel like that you appreciate in your life, your friends, extended friends. Make sure they all, you know, just simple hello. Yeah. It could even just be a simple hello.
Be thankful.
Yep,
be
definitely. Thankful
for the people that, even if they drive you nuts, be thankful, because they could not be there.
Yeah, that's true. Or
they could decide to go somewhere else and eat.
Yeah.
So.
Or they could, in our case this year, they could be gone.
Yep.
You know, they could be gone and not coming back, so. But have a great weekend, you guys. We shall see you next week. Christmas is right around the corner already. Right around the freaking corner.
Don't tell me.
Mm-hmm. I know. All right. Everybody have a great week. Have a great weekend whenever you decide to listen to this. We appreciate you guys tuning in.
Bye.
Deuces.